Detective Chief Inspector John Stone. Stone and his team are called to a school following a suspected arson attack. As their investigation deepens, they discover more than ash under the debris.
This wasn't my idea.
Will Self.
But Michael's.
And his childhood friend.
Strange to relate, this is his dream.
A road trip in a Cold War icon.
The Trabant is a two-door, two-stroke, four-seater car.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
It's narrow.
It's smaller than you think.
700 miles across Europe.
Oh, there's no wing mirrors!
Self drives the Trabant on BBC Radio 4, next Monday to Friday at 1:45.
Now our detective series, Stone, created by Danny Brocklehurst and starring Hugo Speer. In today's episode, Disclosure, written by Richard Monks, an incident at a school leads DCI Stone to uncover dark secrets.
This is a joke, right?
The governing body has made its decision based on statements taken at the time.
From him? You never even listened to Stephen's side of the story.
This isn't the first time your son has been in trouble, Mrs. Talbot, as you well know. He's had numerous detentions for disruptive behaviour. Periods spent in isolation, his damaged property.
Look, we're not saying he's a saint, far from it. But to exclude them for a week, for heaven's sake, let me deal with this.
The governors have made their decision. The exclusion stands.
Alice? Alice. Oh, I'm crying out loud.
Everything all right?
Why is it we could put a man on the moon, but you still can't get comms down here?
How's she liking Cornwall?
Loves it.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Shame it's so far away.
It's not going to stop me seeing her, though.
You'll have to follow each other on Facebook or whatever, Instagram.
With photos of what I had for tea? It's not the same.
Fusion beer! It's private property!
Yes, my school!
Not anymore!
I'm waiting for someone!
There's no one here, they're all gone home! Go on, hop it!
I'm looking at the camera!
Stop that now! You hear me?
How about a selfie then?
I'm warning you.
Come here.
I'll call the police!
Smile! Look, I've told you, I'm not interested.
I don't believe you.
You have to stop this, Donna. Now, go home, please.
I've seen the way you look at me.
No!
You're lying. Go on.
No, that's enough. What's got into you?
I won't tell anyone. Promise.
You know, you can talk to me. What was that?
Nothing, it's just the wind.
Shh! There's someone out there.
What's that smell?
Alice?
Did you get it?
Oh, it's you. Get what?
The menu.
No.
Check your phone, I just sent it to you.
I already said, chicken chow mein.
You sure?
Yeah, quite sure. I'm beginning to wish I hadn't suggested it now.
Boss?
Hang on.
There's a fire at the Felsted Academy on the Hyde Road.
So call a fire brigade.
They're already on the scene.
And?
They found a body.
Tanner, you still there?
Boss?
Forget the Chinese. Tanner, what are you doing with that?
I already ordered mine. I wasn't going to waste it.
What have we got?
King prawns. It was a toss-up between...
No, you muppet. I meant here.
Could be arson, they're not sure yet. Drama teacher called it in, Mr. Scott. Here we go. They reckon he was overcome by smoke.
Any ID?
Frank Thornley, caretaker. From the looks of things, he'd been sleeping in the storeroom. There was a mattress on the floor.
Witnesses?
If there are, they're all keeping stum.
Well, let's start with CCTV. Should get something with all these cameras.
Boss?
Headmaster's on his way in now.
Teacher.
What?
That's what they call them these days, head teachers.
Right, whatever.
You'd think he'd have got here before now.
Seems his phone was switched off.
From what I gather, he's not had the best start here.
How do you know?
You obviously don't read the evening news. Parents complaining ever since it became an academy. They brought him up from London, apparently.
Well, no one likes a new broom.
Wouldn't surprise me if one of the kids did it.
Why'd you say that?
Well, a place this size, it's bound to be a few head cases. Anyway, this looks like him now. Mr. Bryant.
That's right.
DCI Stone. This is DS Kelly.
I came as soon as I heard. Where is he?
I've just taken him away. Next of kin.
He had a sister, I believe, in the West Country.
Presumably you've got his details on file.
Yes.
We think he might have been sleeping here.
Yes.
You knew?
Yes, I did. Just temporarily. I should have done something.
What do you mean?
I found him a couple of weeks ago asleep in the storeroom with all of his things. From what I gather, he was having financial difficulties. I didn't ask too much, but I know he was having problems keeping up with his rent.
So what did you do?
Nothing. That's the point, is I felt sorry for him. I mean, in hindsight, I should have told someone, the council. I don't know, maybe they could have helped him out somehow. Offered alternative accommodation.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
I didn't see that he was doing any harm. Just until he sorted himself out.
Well, the main thing is we find out what happened.
But you think it was deliberate?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just...
We don't know yet.
If we could have those details from you.
Of course. They're in my office.
You've taken on quite a task with this place, from what I gather.
Yes, well, it's taken a lot of hard work from everyone, but at least things are moving in the right direction. There you are. It's all in his file.
Thank you.
Is there anyone who might bear a grudge against you?
You think it might be personal?
Well, we can't rule anything out at this stage. I've seen the letters in the evening news. People are angry.
No one likes change. It's inevitable, I'm afraid.
Have you received any threats since you've been here?
Well, not that I've taken seriously.
But there have been some.
It's all part and parcel. You learn to ignore them.
And what about staff?
What about them?
There have been redundancies, I assume.
Well, you can't make an omelette without cracking a few eggs. Those who weren't up to the task had to go.
Willingly?
Well, I can't say they were thrilled, no, but then the writing was on the wall.
What about Mr. Scott?
Well, Jason? No, definitely not. He's first rate.
How many have you sacked so far?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that, but half a dozen. A couple of admin. Natural wastage.
Natural wastage.
Retirement. They're not being replaced.
We'll need names.
Sure.
And anyone else you can think of who might have it in for this place. Or you, for that matter.
Of course. This is an up-to-date list of all the staff who've left since I arrived.
Thank you. And of these staff, is there anyone who sticks out? Anyone
well,
who
like
might...
Well, like I say, none of them were over the moon.
Anyone who might hold a grudge?
Well, out of everyone, I'd have to say Trevor Galton took it hardest of all. Talk chemistry.
Thank you.
But not that I'm suggesting he'd do something like this.
We'll need copies of all your security tapes. You've a fair few cameras here, I see.
Yes, we've been having problems with the kids from the estate gathering on the playing fields after dark. Antisocial behaviour, vandalism. It was hoped it might discourage them.
And has it?
And they've nowhere else to go.
You can't blame Trevor Galton for feeling hacked off. 56 years old, spent his entire career at the school. Where's he going to find another job?
I'm amazed there are any teachers left, given what they have to put up with. Mind you, it's no different to us. Targets, initiatives. You don't get thanked either.
You all right?
Just something Joe said.
Satana was right.
Eh?
Reckon there was a new man in your life.
Did he?
It's all right. None of my business. You should try yoga.
What?
Helps de-stress. Chloe got me into it half an hour each morning.
I'm not stressed. Just maybe it's time for a change.
Can't see it somehow.
Once a copper, always a copper.
Something like that.
Maybe I want to be, I don't know, a landscape gardener.
You haven't even got a window box.
Or a potter, then.
What do you know about pottery?
I used to watch The Generation Game.
I hate to get bored throwing pots.
I could do other things.
What else?
Mugs. Vases.
No, I meant about Galton.
Oh, right. Thought you were interested for a minute. There's the doctor's report here, too.
What's it say?
Seems he was off for 6 months last year with stress.
All right, let's give him a call in the morning.
You never know. Might fancy some yoga.
Tanner, how did you get on?
Old woman opposite heard motorbikes in the car park. She says she's complained before, but nothing's ever done. Not a happy bunny.
Right, have a look through these, see what you can find.
Boss.
What's that on your trousers?
Where?
On your bum.
Looks like chewing gum.
Oh, no!
How did you manage that?
It must have been while I was waiting for the takeaway. The lad next to me was flicking it about.
Where are you off to?
Mortuary.
To look at Thornley?
To see if I can freeze it off. The brand new kex.
Yes?
Mrs. Galton, my name's DCI Stone. This is DS Kelly. Is your husband in?
He's out with the dog. Why?
Will he be long?
He usually just goes round the block.
May we come in?
What's this about? It'd be easier if we just came in. Out the rain.
Can you confirm your husband's whereabouts last night?
He was here, with you. Yes.
All evening?
Yes, except when I was out. Out. I clean on a Tuesday. Just for a couple of hours.
During which time he was alone?
Of course. He'd have said otherwise.
So you left when?
7, or thereabouts.
And you got back?
Just after 11. 4 hours. I gave a lift to a friend and stopped for a quick coffee.
So you didn't actually see your husband all evening?
I know where he was. He was here. Where else would he be?
I understand he's not been well.
Who told you that?
He's been on sick leave.
He had a nervous breakdown. It must have been a difficult time. He's taught for 30 years, near enough. No complaints. And then this last inspection, they start picking holes in everything. Paperwork, lesson plans, you name it. He's a good teacher. He put everything into that place, and for what? That man's got a lot to answer for.
Bryant.
They've no respect for him. The staff, or the children for that matter. He'll be gone within a year, I guarantee. All he's interested in is his own career.
Presumably your husband thinks the same.
Where's the dog towel?
Trevor.
She's soaking.
There's someone here to see you.
What?
The police.
Mr. Galton.
You sit down, love. I'll see to the dog.
Has something happened?
There was a fire at the school last night.
I heard about it on radio. Why? What's it got to do with me?
We're just making inquiries. We think it may have been started deliberately.
Oh.
I understand you've recently been made redundant.
That's right. Along with a number of others. Oh, so you think it were me?
You made threats, apparently.
Oh, this is Bryant, isn't it? He's put you up to this. Look, I'm not going to pretend I'm happy about what happened. I'm sure I've said all sorts. It don't mean I go around setting light to things.
Trevor.
Perhaps it would be better if we were to continue this at the station.
What? Am I under arrest?
No.
Your wife tells us you were here on your own last night.
That's right. Washed up, watched a bit of telly, then went to bed.
In which case, it shouldn't take long. You will regret this, I swear.
Possibly.
Yes or no?
I may have said it in the heat of the moment.
And what exactly did you mean?
Well, I didn't mean anything. I was angry, as I'm sure you would have been.
It says here you were drunk.
That's a lie.
And that on several occasions, Mr. Bryant smelt alcohol on your breath during working hours.
Well, you were just looking for excuses. He had an agenda. Ask anyone. He did the same at his old school. Went in and slashed staff numbers just to cut costs.
Your department was underperforming, I believe.
We'd had a dip in exam results, but nothing more than that. The amount we've had to contend with. New syllabus. It's been a nightmare.
Well, from what we gather, he gave you every chance to improve. Support plans, extra training.
He's obsessed with grades. They all are. Politicians, parents. That's not what education should be about. For kids, I feel, for all this chopping and changing. They don't know if they're coming or going.
Boss, quick word.
Excuse me. What?
The neighbour saw his car leave the house at 7:30 last night. It didn't return until 10:45, shortly before his wife.
Right. Where did you go last night?
What?
We have a witness who saw you leave the house.
But I just nipped out for some milk.
Where?
Minimart on Garter Road.
Why didn't you mention it before?
Slipped my mind.
You were gone for over 3 hours.
Where did you go, Trevor?
Nowhere.
You must have gone somewhere.
No, I just drove around.
Where?
I don't remember.
Well, I suggest you start trying.
You think it was him?
He has a motive. So far, he's refused to tell us where he was last night. He's definitely hiding something. Check with the mini-mart. If he was there, they'll have him on tape. How'd you get on with the CCTV?
I managed to get one of the plates. A red Kawasaki registered to Stephen J. Talbot, 17 years old, pupil at Felstead, seen in the car park before the blaze. What's more, he's got form.
What for?
Possession.
Have you spoken to him?
Not yet.
Okay, see what he has to say. Anything else?
A camera on Chancellor Lane picked him up about half an hour later, heading away from the school, this time with a passenger on the back. No helmet, long hair, could be female.
Right, see if you can find out who she is. I may have seen something.
What about Galton?
Keep digging. If we're going to charge it, the CPS will want it watertight.
It worked then?
Huh?
The chewing gum.
Oh, yeah. Only problem was I couldn't find it afterwards.
What do you mean?
Must have dropped off in the fridge somewhere. Most likely stuck to
something. Yeah, all right. Hi, love. Hang on a minute. I'll see you later.
What? I thought we were going together.
You're a big boy. I'm sure you can cope on your own.
Yeah, come on. Nice one, Mike. Good work.
What are you doing?
It's worthless. A month off recycle. I'm not a peep.
I'm looking for Stephen.
Who are you?
D.I. Tanner.
What's he done now?
Probably best to speak to him.
About school.
Why'd you say that?
This is Brian's, isn't it? That man wants singing too.
It's probably best to speak to Stephen. Is he in?
Stephen!
What?
Stephen!
What's up?
Oh. Hey!
Stephen!
Hey, come here! Stop, police! Shit.
What do you mean?
He just took off. Next minute, bang. Driver didn't stand a chance.
What's the damage?
Well, look at them. They're ripped to shreds.
Not your bloody trousers. I meant Stephen.
Oh, a couple of broken ribs. Other than that, he's fine.
Did he have anything on him?
He must have dumped it. Chucked it over a wall. Why else would he scarper?
And he hasn't said anything yet?
They won't let me speak to him until now. Thing is, I know him from somewhere. I'm sure I do. I just can't place him.
What about the father?
Army corporal.
What did he have to say?
There's no love lost between him and Bryant, that's for sure. Reckons he's got it in for his son.
All right, Stephen.
What do you want?
You've been lucky by all accounts.
I've done nothing wrong.
Then why run?
Why do you think? Even when I'm clean, you lot lift me for something.
We just want to ask you some questions, that's all.
Oh, yeah, about what?
The fire at school.
You were seen in the car park.
So?
So what were you doing?
Nothing. Just hanging about.
Did you see anyone around the buildings?
No.
What about Frank Thornley, the caretaker?
Nope.
Really? And what are these? We found them on your Instagram.
Well, just a bit of banter.
Banter?
A laugh.
Doesn't look like he's laughing to me.
It's not a crime.
No? There's enough here to do you for assault.
So if I were you, I'd start talking. Who else did you see?
Here you go. Drinks machine was bust. Had to go mad. Who are you?
DCI Stone. This is D.I. Tanner. I'm just asking your son a few questions.
Can you lot not leave him alone for 5 minutes?
Won't take long.
There was a fire at the school last night in which a man died.
I heard. What's it got to do with Stephen?
We have evidence that places your son there around that time.
This is Bryant, isn't it? What's he been saying?
Nothing.
Ever since that man arrived, he's added in for our lad. This is the second time now he's been excluded, and for no good reason. His father's livid.
What were you doing there?
I told you, just hanging about.
And the girl?
What girl?
The girl he gave a lift to.
She's just a mate. Look, I can't be doing with this.
Girlfriend?
No, how many more times do I have to tell you?
And who was she, Stephen? Sue?
Boss?
Where are you?
Sifted through CCTV. There's no sign of Galton at the supermarket. I've been through the lot. Car park and inside. He's lying.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me? Let's bring him in.
Boss?
And Sue, there's someone else I want you to check out. Donna Buckley, friend of Stephen's. She was seen outside the school at the time of the fire.
Have we got an address?
Apparently, she worked at the Laundrette on the Marinduke after school.
You were seen, Donna.
So? Does it mean I've done anything wrong?
I'm not saying you have. I just want to know what you were doing there.
What's it to you?
A man died in the fire. We need to find out what happened.
We had rehearsals.
What for?
School play.
Okay.
So now we're getting somewhere. And what time did you finish?
Dunno, about 9.
You were seen half an hour later on the back of Stephen's bike, heading away from school.
So?
What were you doing?
Going home.
And before that?
Helping.
Who?
Sir.
Sir?
Mr. Scott.
Your drama teacher?
Yeah.
And did you see anything while you were helping? Anyone hanging about?
No.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm done here.
Well, I'm not. Donna?
Wait. I've got no else to say. Presumably, Mr. Scott can confirm all this.
Yeah.
And what about Stephen?
What about him?
Did he say anything?
Like what?
Like what he was doing outside school?
It was just passing.
How well do you know him?
Pretty well.
You two going out
there? You're joking me. What's so funny?
At last. I bought you a donut, but you took so long I ate it.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
The thought that counts.
He just passed Galton on his way out. What's going on?
We let him go.
He's only been here 5 minutes.
He's got an alibi.
What do you mean?
Proof that a suspect was in another place the time the offence was committed.
I know what an alibi is.
Ow.
Why didn't he tell us before?
So?
What's this about Galton?
He was at an AA meeting. It all checks.
Didn't want his wife finding out.
So that's it then?
As far as he's concerned, yes.
So from the looks of things, Bryant was perfectly justified in getting rid of him. He'd turn up drunk for work some days.
I see.
And as much as he probably wanted to set light to the place, it wasn't him. How'd he get on with the girl?
Oh, attitude or what? Apparently she'd been at rehearsal and stayed behind to clear up.
Sounds like a model student.
She didn't strike me as that.
And can anyone confirm this?
Her drama teacher, apparently. Jason Scott.
The one who called in the fire?
Bryant's young prodigy, by all accounts.
No doubt part of his cost-cutting strategy. The younger they are, the cheaper.
He used to work at St. Cuthbert's as well, same time as Bryant.
Really?
Although he was only there for a year.
Any idea why?
There's nothing on record, but when I spoke to his old head of department, he was, well...
What?
Somewhat evasive.
Damned by faint praise?
Possibly.
All right. Check social media, student forums.
I have done already.
Well, they've been back 5 minutes.
Use me phone.
I came across this.
Memorial website.
Who's this?
One of Scott's old students.
Claire Denton.
Committed suicide. There's a book of remembrance, photos, various messages. One from Scott.
A bright and promising young student will be sorely missed.
He left not long after the girl's death. I found these two on Donna's Facebook. That's Scott. Same photo as on the school website. And some others.
Where'd she get them all?
Screenshot them, most likely, off the internet.
What?
Catch up, Grandad.
She's clearly obsessed with him.
Right, let's pay him a visit.
Hang on, I'll just finish this.
Not you.
Eh?
You keep working through that staff list.
That's not fair. Why does she get to go out again? I've been stuck in here all afternoon.
Oh, grow a pair, will you?
Oh, don't forget your apple.
What?
Teacher's pet.
Just the two of you?
That's right.
And in your statement, you said you heard a door slam?
Yes.
But you didn't see anyone?
No.
Isn't it a bit unusual to be here so late?
Oh, we'd had a tech run through.
She said?
And a governor's meeting before that. It happens sometimes. If there's one thing I've learned about this job, it's not 9 to 5.
What, you're a governor as well?
For my sins. Newly appointed.
So how does that work, then?
I'm primarily there to put across staff views.
Must be a bit tricky.
Why do you say that?
Sticking your neck out with senior management?
Not really.
What if you disagree about something? Isn't that a risk?
We're all in it for the common good.
I gather you and Mr. Bryant have known each other for a while.
That's right. We were colleagues at St. Cuthbert's, although we didn't mix socially.
Bit of a coincidence, you both ending up here?
It was Colin who alerted me to the fact there was a vacancy just after he took over.
He must think highly of you, then.
You'd have to ask him that.
And from the sounds of it, you approve of what he's doing to this place, the recent changes.
Absolutely. It was a mess when he arrived. Half the board didn't know what they were doing.
And what were you discussing this time?
Hmm?
At the governor's meeting.
Just an exclusion. The parents were objecting to the length. I mean, they had no grounds.
Who was it?
A year 12 lad.
Stephen Talbot.
You know him?
We've met.
That doesn't surprise me.
How did it go?
It got pretty heated. The father especially. They even collared Mr. Bryant afterwards and had another go at him.
And what was the outcome?
The exclusion was upheld, quite rightly.
What had he done?
Coined a car in the staff car park, venting his frustration, no doubt.
Whose?
I'm sorry?
Whose car?
Mr. Bryant's. It's the usual story. Problems at home.
How do you mean?
Father's in the army.
So?
I think the mother struggles. You see it a lot with single parents.
My mum managed to raise three girls on her own. There's a lot of photos of you on Donna's Facebook page.
Oh, God.
You don't seem that surprised.
Not if I'm honest.
You knew she had a crush on you then?
Well, not as such, but I mean, there's not a lot you can do. She's at that age.
You don't encourage it?
Certainly not.
Can't you keep your accounts private?
Well, some I do, but I have friends. We share pictures like everyone else. I mean, these things are out there if you want to find them. You can't stop people downloading photos.
What about Claire Denson? You posted on her site?
I was just paying my respects.
Not planning any holidays, are you?
Sorry?
Don't go too far. We may need to speak to you again.
Boss?
What is it?
My father's army record.
Anything?
An exemplary soldier by all accounts. Certainly not the type to go around setting light to things.
From the sounds of it, he's certainly got it in for Bryant.
Why would he, though? It'd be the end of his career.
True.
What are you thinking?
Scott.
What about him?
Just the way he was. I don't know, there's something he's not telling us. What if there's a connection between him and the Denson girl?
Connection?
A relationship. Bryant knew and buried it.
And why would he do that?
I don't know. Maybe he was involved somehow.
But then why would he offer Scott the job at Felsted? Surely once he moved schools, he'd be glad to be out of it. If there was something, he wouldn't want it following him.
Unless he had no choice.
What?
Well, what if he was being blackmailed?
Scott?
No, what if it's the other way around? What if Scott had something on Bryant? And whatever it was, he used it to further his own career.
And how does all this link to the fire?
Not sure yet.
All right, so we agree that the father's out of the frame?
Most probably.
The only other person with a motive is Stephen. He hates the place.
Even so, to burn it down.
There you are. I'm trying to get hold of you for the past hour.
No signal. What is it?
I knew I'd seen him somewhere.
Who?
Stephen Talbot.
We were just talking about him.
Where?
He was in front of me in the queue.
What queue?
At the Chinese the other night.
Are you sure?
Positive. Messing about with his mate, flicking gum. Some must have landed on the bench where I was sitting.
In which case, he couldn't have done it.
No. But while you were gone, I talked to one of the maintenance staff at the school. Apparently, there was a break in a fortnight ago. Nothing was taken, but they smashed the window at the back and got into Bryant's office.
You never mentioned it.
No. So I went back through the tapes to see if I could find anything.
And?
It's up on the screen now.
Where is this?
Round the back of the school, by the gym. Watch. There he is. Walking towards the building, smashes the window and climbs in.
He's got his hood up. What use is that?
Hold your horses. There he is again, 10 minutes later. He runs back across the AstroTurf, and there!
Red Kawasaki.
Stephen Talbot.
What's he playing at?
Maybe he got frightened off the first time, so went back to finish the job.
Maybe Thornley came across him, heard the window smash and went to investigate.
Then why didn't Bryant report it? Where are you going?
Get some fresh air.
Detective Inspector?
Couldn't trouble you for a glass of water, could I?
Of course. Come in.
Thanks.
Excuse the mess.
New flat?
No, I just haven't got round to unpacking yet. There you go.
Thanks. Oh, that's better.
Do you often run around here?
No, I just fancied a change of scenery. It was a break-in, I gather.
Break-in?
Fortnight ago. At the school?
Yes. Yes, there was. That's right.
You didn't say? Before, you didn't mention it?
No, well, I didn't see the relevance. Why?
Anything taken?
No.
They got into your office, though.
Yes, I thought they might have been after computers or something, but it seems they left empty-handed.
Files?
Well, we'd have noticed by now.
I see. No one saw anything, then?
Not that I know.
You didn't think to check the CCTV footage?
No, no, we didn't.
Why not?
Well, like I say, nothing was stolen. I didn't see the point.
Still, you check for vandalism, joyriders on the playing fields, you'd think an attempted burglary.
Yes, I suppose I should have done.
We know who it was.
You do?
One of your students, Stephen Talbot.
Ah.
That doesn't surprise you.
I can't say it does. He's been in a fair amount of trouble recently, one way or another.
So I gather. We spoke to Mr. Scott earlier. He said he'd had a meeting with his parents on the night of the fire.
That's right, yes. They were unhappy with the length of his recent exclusion. He seems to have taken longer than most to adapt.
What do you mean?
To the new procedures. It's something I've been keen to implement. If there's good discipline throughout the school, then everything else tends to follow.
What do you think he was after?
After?
When he broke in?
Well, I've no idea. Probably just bored. Spur-of-the-moment thing.
Claire Denton. Do you remember her?
Yes, of course. Why?
She was one of Mr. Scott's students, I believe.
That's right. An extremely talented girl. Year 12.
Same age as Stephen, then?
Yes, I suppose she was, although a very different character.
Yeah? How?
Claire was... Well, I suppose you'd describe her as sensitive. Her parents had recently divorced. She took it very badly. It was tragic.
I see. Well, thank you.
Is that it?
For the time being.
Well, enjoy the rest of your run.
You're cracking up, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Talking, I'll tell him if I lose you.
See if you can track down Claire Denton's parents.
Why? What are you thinking?
I'm not sure. Brian knew it was Stephen who broke into his office, you could tell. And I suspect that's the reason he didn't report it. Hello? Tanner, you still there? Tanner? Sue, any chance of a lift? I think I've pulled something.
Why?
Obviously not as fit as I used to be.
I meant Bryant. Why didn't he do anything about the break-in?
I know. It doesn't make sense.
He had the proof.
What I want to know is what Stephen's got against him.
He's the head teacher. They're hardly going to be besties.
No, it's more than that. Why coin his car? According to his mother, Stephen's behaviour has got worse since Brighton arrived. It's like he's kicking against him.
You all right, boss? What's with the ice pack?
Part of the regime.
You look knackered.
At least he's got an excuse.
How have you got on?
According to Claire Denton's mother, Claire became withdrawn in the months before her death. She blames herself, what with the divorce and everything. By the end, Claire was refusing to go to school. She says they never got to the bottom of it. All she can think is that her daughter was being bullied, but the school insisted that wasn't the case.
Did she mention Bryant?
Apparently, he was always very supportive. He even led a memorial service at school.
Where's Stephen now?
At home. He was discharged this morning.
Right. Let's hear what he has to say.
You might want to check this first.
What?
Nurses found it after he'd left.
Stephen's phone.
It's not locked.
Look, he's told you everything he knows. Why can't you just leave him alone?
There's nothing more to say.
We'd like to talk to Stephen.
Tell them.
What?
We've had it all out with him.
He's done nothing. What about the break-in?
What break-in?
Are you going to tell them, or shall I?
What's he talking about?
Stephen.
A fortnight ago, someone broke into the head's office at school.
Your son was caught on CCTV. No.
Is this true?
What were you after?
His motorbike was seen parked outside. Stephen, I wonder if it'd be better if we spoke to Stephen alone.
He's a minor. He's entitled to have someone with him.
Stephen?
It's okay.
We found this, too.
Where did you get that? He's been looking all over.
One of the nurses picked it up. It must have dropped down the side of the bed.
You've been looking at it?
We've traced the number, too.
What number?
Are you sure you wouldn't like to talk to us by yourself?
Oh, for crying out loud. He's already said, look, I don't know what this is all about, but if you're going to charge him for something, then get on with it. Otherwise, leave him alone.
Boss, can I have a word?
What?
The dad's not helping.
Hmm. All right, I'll take him outside for a bit.
Why don't you start by telling me about the pictures on your phone?
What pictures?
We found them in your deleted items.
Stephen?
If you could just let Stephen speak.
Sorry.
I know it's not easy, but we need you to be strong.
He forced me to do it.
Mr. Bryant?
Yeah.
Do what?
Please, Mrs. Talbot. It's all right. Take your time.
He used to come into the isolation room. It seemed all right at first. I mean, I know what people say about him, but he wasn't like that. Not with me. He said he understood. Said me and him were the same.
What did he mean?
The sort of things we liked.
What sort of things?
Pictures.
Of men?
Yeah.
Oh, love.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to stay.
No. I want to.
When did it start?
Year 11.
Did he ever touch you?
You don't understand. He wasn't...
What? Talk to me, Stephen. I want to help.
I can't do this.
All right. It's all right. Were you seeing each other?
I thought you liked me.
And he asked you to take pictures of yourself?
Yeah.
Intimate photographs?
Yep.
And was he ever there when you took them?
No.
So you took them on your phone and sent them to him?
Yes.
Oh, Stephen.
How many? Do you remember?
I don't know.
10? 20?
Maybe.
Why?
Well, I thought he...
You thought he liked you?
He changed. And by then it was too late.
You should have told me.
How?
Or someone at school, a friend.
He said that if I tried, said a word to anyone, he'd post them on Instagram. Then everyone would know what sort of person I was.
What sort of person you are?
Every time anyone searched my name, they'd come up. He said, you'd never get a job.
I wish you'd told us.
You know what Dad's like.
So you broke into his office?
Yeah.
Looking for the photographs?
He's got two phones. One he uses all the time and one that I sent the pictures to. His own private one. I thought if I could find it, I could delete them all.
Delete what?
Mr. Talbot.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I tried.
Ray, please.
Let me see that phone.
What happened?
He went ballistic.
Where is he now?
On his way to the school. We've lost visuals on him.
We've just got the report back.
Mike, you're breaking up.
It's on the fire investigation unit.
And?
Apparently, Thornley had a heater in the room. They reckon that's what caused the fire. An electrical fault. Dodgy wiring.
Tanner?
Boss?
Meet us at Felstead. Soon as you can.
Hadn't we better warn him?
Who?
Bryant. If Talbot gets there first, God help him.
No signal.
There he is!
Ray! Ray! Keep away! Don't be stupid. Put that thing down.
I just want Bryant. No one else.
Think about this. Think about your family. About Stephen. If you walk in there with that sledgehammer, I will not be able to help you.
Stand out of my way.
Look, you know, if I was in your shoes, I'd probably feel the same. But smashing his head to a pulp is not the answer.
He abused my son.
Yeah, and the courts will deal with it.
It won't be enough.
He's looking at 4 years, minimum.
His teaching career's over.
It'll be all over the press. Unless you drop that thing, you'll end up in the same boat. You'll have let him win.
How?
Because it's about power. Control. He'll have succeeded in destroying your life as well.
Dad! What are you doing?
Let me handle this.
Look! I'm sorry.
You've got nothing to be sorry for.
This is all my fault.
No.
I should have said something before.
You know, I had a friend, a corporal. We went through basic training together. I was the only one he ever confided in. 6 months ago, he took his own life. I know how hard it is.
Please, Ray. If not for me, then for Stephen.
He's right.
Thank you.
Why don't you two go home? We've got this now.
A recent survey found that 56% of young people had witnessed others being bullied on the internet. It can happen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it can go viral in a shot. So, what do we mean exactly by cyberbullying? What forms does it take? Harassment. Posting fake information about someone online. Flaming. Using abusive language to get a reaction.
What about sexting? Maybe you could give us a definition.
Thank you. Yes, sexting is the sharing of sexually explicit images.
And what if they're then posted online with the intention of humiliating the victim?
It can be used as a form of intimidation, yes.
And in that instance, of course, it's a criminal offence.
That's correct.
I think you know why we're here, Mr. Bryant. If you could put your hands out in front of you, please.
Is this really necessary?
Oh, embarrassing.
There must be some mistake.
No mistake.
There you go.
Cheers.
Still no sign of him.
Not yet. Oh, what's this?
House red.
Didn't they have the Merlot?
Not at that price.
Nice kecks, by the way.
Italian, mohair.
Bit on the slim side, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Don't leave much to the imagination.
All right.
About to give up on you. Where have you been?
Frank Thornley's funeral.
How was it?
Just the three of us.
Who else?
Stephen and his dad.
Did you tell him?
I didn't think it was quite the time.
Tell him what?
Technically, Stephen's guilty of creating child pornography.
Taking explicit selfies.
Technically, maybe.
It's the law. He's under 18.
I know, but you're not going to charge him, surely?
What he needs is counselling, not more suffering.
Wish I'd seen Bryant's face in that assembly.
It was no more than he deserved.
They're all over Instagram by now.
Yeah, well, Stephen wasn't the only one. They found hundreds of images on his computer. Past pupils. He's been uploading them onto porn sites.
Love. Oi, oi, stand by your beds.
Hang on a minute.
So when are you going to introduce us, then?
Excuse me.
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here, be yourself.
Joe, I'll call you back.
They're brand new, these!
They look better in red.
It's not funny. They cost a flipping fortune.
Must have had big windows, then.
Hey?
They saw you coming.
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Bryant was played by Jason Doan, Stephen by Kellack Spellman, Lorna by Rebecca Kellard, and Ray by Kevin Harvey. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. Disclosure was written by Richard Monks and was directed by Nadia Molinari.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Theresa May has sought to reassure business leaders about the impact of Brexit. In a speech to the CBI, the Prime Minister said she understood that companies were worried about what she called a cliff edge when Britain leaves the EU. Mrs. May said part of the negotiation strategy would be to keep businesses informed about how things were going to go forward. She also said Brexit offered a chance for business to embrace reform. The Director General of the CBI, Carolyn Fairbairn, agrees.
There are some businesses that are not playing straight. And I think it's up to all businesses to call that out, because it does affect and tarnish the reputation of the many. So this is something we welcome. I think it is an area where businesses can step up, take a lead, and reform in areas where we can prevent the actions of the few from tarnishing the reputation of the many.
A High Court judge has given the government until next July to produce a new plan for tackling harmful air pollution. The court had ruled previously that the current strategy was inadequate and needed to be improved. The French government says that police have broken up a ring that was plotting a terror attack in the country. Seven people of French, Moroccan and Afghan nationality were arrested in Strasbourg and Marseille yesterday. The Islamic State group has said it carried out a suicide bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul, in which at least 27 people were killed. The explosives were detonated during a prayer ceremony when the mosque was crowded. Torrential rain has caused flooding in western and southwestern England. Cars have been submerged in one area of Bristol, and flooding near Chipping Sodbury has disrupted rail services between London and Cardiff and Bristol and Swindon. Pope Francis says he'll continue to permit all Roman Catholic priests to forgive what he called the grave sin of abortion. Last year, he granted the powers to priests for the duration of what he'd decreed as the Holy Year of Mercy, which ended yesterday. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4. Now, can there be such a thing as a wild Scottish curry? Sheila Dillon is in Scotland to meet a man who says he can match anything in our spice racks with a wild ingredient. That's in the food programme in half an hour. But now it's time to join Tom Sutcliffe and the regulars for more Mind Games in Round Britain Quiz.
Hello. We brought our Round Britain Quiz panellists to North Wales to provide the peace and concentration they need to cope with the peculiarly opaque questions that are our trademark. Needless to say, we've confiscated their phones. They only have what they know already and wild speculation to help them through. This week, it's the turn of the South of England team, Marcus Berkman and Paul Sinner, facing the Scots, Val McDermid and Alan McCready. Two very strong teams, though Paul Sinner is carrying an injury to the vocal cords. Only the volume